Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest, well, I'm going to let him introduce himself.
You know who I am. I'm Santa Claus.
That's right, listeners. We've got Santa Claus here today. He made a special trip down from the North Pole to share with us some of his plans for this Christmas. So, Santa, welcome to the News Tribune.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So I've got to ask, I mean, how did you arrive? Did you arrive by sleigh and reindeer?
Well, yes, I came in this morning on sleigh and reindeer, and I have a really good friend here in Jefferson City that lets me put the old sleigh and reindeer in his barn to keep it out of sight.
All right.
But then I get to do the funnest thing I've ever done. I get to drive his Jeep.
Wow. All right.
I love it.
So I'm sure that was a sight, seeing Santa driving around Jeff City in a Jeep.
I have had a few people wave, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Santa, so let's talk a little just a bit about the North Pole. So give us an idea of from where you came.
Well, golly, the North Pole is a special place. It's very magical. How do I describe it? We live under the Borealis.
Okay.
Under the permafrost.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hidden way down deep. And that's where I got to meet the elves, and I became who I am today. In Myra, let's see, today you call it turkey. That's where I started learning to give. I gave to children. I would sneak up and leave things in their shoes.
Uh-huh.
And then in their stockings as they dried by the fire. And throughout the years, I traveled and, well, I have to say I've done some things that may not seem politically correct today, because, let's see, back in the, 16th century? I believe it was. I was kind of a, pirate for a while. Well, you had to redistribute the wealth back then, because some were taking it from everyone.
Yeah.
So we had to give back for a while. And that's when my good friend chose me. I did not believe it, but the man in the moon chose me. He said, come with me and I will introduce you to the ethereal, the eternal, the elves.
Oh.
And they took me as their own and I became Santa, Saint Nick, Father Christmas, Papa Noel. Oh, so many names. Nicholas, that is my name, by the way.
Okay.
But I became ethereal too, eternal. Like the elves.
All right. Well, how many elves do you have with you?
Oh, well, golly, I didn't bring any with me today, but they're all around.
Okay.
You've seen them probably.
Really?
Yes.
All right. So what do the elves do?
Oh my goodness. What do they not do?
Huh?
They're an entire world of their own. Yes. It's quite something.
All right. So my understanding is, local lore is, you have a workshop up there where you build toys.
Yes, we build toys. We we build electronics. We do everything now at the North Pole.
Oh, all right. So what are the hot toys this year that you're hearing from children?
Oh, let's see. What am I hearing? You know, it's funny. Dinosaurs are back big this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Not real dinosaurs.
Oh, no. Toy dinosaurs, yeah.
We don't need a Jurassic North Pole.
No. No, but it's been very exciting to see the old things come back.
Yeah. All right. So now our understanding is you keep a list. There's like a nice list and a naughty list.
Yes. As I was walking through the newsroom, I saw a few naughty ones out there.
Must confess, yes. So what gets you on the naughty list?
Oh, well, the number one thing that gets people and children on the naughty list is not listening to their parents.
Ah, okay.
That's the number one thing.
All right. So what gets you on the nice list other than listening to your parents?
Listening to your parents, doing nice things for other people that you may even not know.
Ah, okay.
We all want to spread the same kind of love, don't we?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So, Santa, we realize this is probably a very busy time of season for you. So we just want to, let's talk about some of the things that we've heard about you that just give us a little bit more insight, if you will. So you're in a very stylish suit here.
Thank you.
I haven't seen one recently at Dillard's or Samuel's Tuxedos. Explain to the listeners.
I kind of dressed down today. I didn't wear the coat.
Okay.
I just wore my belt and my vest and
Yeah.
And came kind of incognito a little, but
all right.
The red always kind of sticks out for some reason.
Yeah. So. All right. So I understand that the suit has sometimes magical powers to it.
Yes, especially at Christmas Eve.
Yes.
It's the hat.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So how does it work? So, for instance, some houses have chimneys.
Yes.
Some don't. You don't just leave the toys out on the lawn.
They're in
the house. So how exactly does this work?
Well, man, you're wanting all the secrets.
Let's see.
Well, I have a magic key.
Okay.
It works perfectly on Christmas Eve.
Ah.
So I can get in any door, any window, anywhere I want to go with that magic key.
Really?
Only on Christmas Eve. Yeah, but those with a chimney, please, I implore your listeners, do not light a fire.
Ooh, that could be troublesome.
Sometimes I have to, you know, squeeze around it.
Yes. Does it singe the suit sometimes?
Oh, yeah. You see the little black spots on my fur a little bit there.
All right. All right. Well, I know my children always would leave a treat for you.
Yes.
So let's talk about what your favorite treats are. So do you like cookies, brownies? What's your weakness?
Mrs. Claus is after me this year. I've gained way too much weight.
Well, you're supposed to have a belly like a...
Oh, yes, but she wants me trimmer and thinner. But I love the cookies.
Do you?
I do.
All right.
And you know what? Everyone asks me, what's your favorite cookie? I tell them, the next one.
Nice. So milk, I assume, with your cookies,
yes,
or is there another drink?
I like the milk. I like the hot cocoa.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Every now and then, some people down in the South America leave me juice.
Really?
Yes, it's very good.
Okay. So I've always wondered, how in the world do you get all over the world in one night?
Oh, my. Now we're going to get scientific, huh?
Okay. Really?
Well, the best way I can explain it is we kind of bend time a little bit.
Okay.
The elves gave the reindeer this magical ability to take time and move it from a flat plane to a folded plane, and we can instantaneously move around the world. Sometimes they fold it so many times, I'm everywhere at once.
That sounds so magical.
Yes, it is.
All right. So you have a sleigh and you have reindeer. Does it matter if it snows?
No. The air is good for us.
All right. And so why reindeer? Why not mules? You know, you're in Missouri. It's a Missouri mule. Why not a mule?
When we got to the North Pole thousands and thousands of years ago, the elf said, here's the Yetis. I was like, I think we need something a little more aerodynamic.
Okay.
Thus, the reindeer.
All right.
Yes.
How many reindeer do you have?
Well, not just the 8 you hear about all the time.
Sure.
We have several.
They're the celebrities, right?
Yeah. Yes. Now, don't tell them they're that big of a celebrity. Goes to their head. I'm only kidding.
So, do you have a favorite reindeer?
Oh, no. I can't pick which one would be my favorite. Although, you know, well, me and Rudy spend a lot of time together.
All right. He's getting that red nose all shined up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? So what do you do when it's not Christmas season?
We work all year long.
Oh, okay.
It takes a full year to do what we need to do. Getting everything ready, getting it distributed throughout the world, and getting it ready and set to bend that time and come down your chimney.
Yeah. So, Santa, I've got to ask, because you know there are some boys and girls out there that maybe don't believe.
Yeah, you know, and it's becoming more and more of a problem these days.
Really?
That they don't believe. I don't know if it's the technology of today or the social media, but the belief is getting a little lower.
Yeah.
So I send out my special helpers and we try to bring some love and cheer into the world this time of year. And I ask all the children, do the same. And we'll get that belief back up.
All right. So what would you say if a little boy or girl are listening right now? What would you say to them this Christmas?
Well, I would say, do what you can to help out around the house, especially your parents, your grandparents, your siblings. Don't fight with them. Love them and do things special for them. That's how you get on the good list.
All right. Well, Santa, do you have a Christmas wish specifically for the capital city?
Yes, I do.
All right.
The capital city has been wonderful to me always, and I wish them a very prosperous new year because it is such a beautiful city you have here. I just love it, love it, love it.
Well, thank you, Santa. We love you as well. And so as we get ready to wrap this up, we just want to thank you for stopping by to see us. And certainly we will do our best to get on your nice list.
I think you have. And I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.